Welcome to another episode of The Knowledgeable Pet Owner. This is Lisa Herbal, Denise Herreau, and I'm Chrissy Neumeyer-Smith, and we are going to talk about shedding today. And right now it is March 26th as we record this and the height of shedding season. So Lisa, why is this important? Why did we pick this topic?
Well, as you said, we are starting the height of shedding season, and I think there's some science behind it and some facts that maybe owners aren't as privy to as we are. So we are hoping to get the word out and explain things so owners can understand it better.
And from someone who has short-haired dogs, they need sometimes more maintenance than the curly coat haircut dogs, especially these times of years. The hair gets around everywhere and it drops out, unlike all the other coats that you can see as far as curly coats, doodles, Bichons, poodles. They still shed, it just doesn't drop as much as onto your floor. That's why they get matted. So I always tell everyone, all of our clients that have short-haired dogs, I'm like, their needs are pretty extensive too to keep up on the shedding hair throughout the house.
Well, and I think a lot of our owners don't know that there's a shedding season, that there are two shedding seasons, and they start at the solstice, and then you really notice it at about the time of the equinox. But they do seem to be triggered by the amount of daylight and not necessarily the temperature change. And I think a lot of people are kind of surprised. They're like, it hasn't even been warm yet. Why would he start shedding? But it has been going on, and now it's coming out in clumps because more is being released. And starts making a big mess.
Yes.
And the short-haired dogs seem to shed year-round. Because I know we were looking at getting a third dog. Yes, I know I'm crazy. And I had to choose between having another dog that I need to groom, because I have a poodle mix and a shih tzu, or one that sheds. And it really was kind of a difficult decision. I'm like, I a lot of times don't have time to do full grooms on my two little ones. Adding in a third, I think I'd rather deal with the hair, but now I'm back again. She's black and white, and you know, I wear a lot of black and I have a lot of white little speckles on me.
Well, and that's super short hair for dogs that evolved like near the equator don't necessarily have the same kind of triggers for when it's time to shed and when it's not.
Yeah, I have the short haired pitties, and I think clients don't understand, or maybe dog owners, there is a way to get ahead of the shedding and stuff like that. You have to work with their hair cycle, their growth cycle. So short hairs have shorter shed cycles or growth cycles in their hair coats. So that's why you always see all the little pieces of hair way more frequently. And typically it's about 3-ish weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. So our salon, or most groomers that I know, would recommend doing any breed every 4 to 6 weeks, because that's all encompassing of all of the different breeds that we see. But especially really for short hairs, you can get away with every 3 to 4 weeks and stay on top of that. And if you keep up with it year round, then it makes the shedding seasons a little bit more bearable.
I think at my shop, we have actually more people with short hair dogs on a every 4 week schedule than we do the longer haired dogs, just because it does tend to keep the shedding a little more under control. It's never going to go away, but we can at least help it to keep it as minimal as we can.
Well, and the shedding tends to happen in a pattern. So it starts off at the back end and works its way up. So for instance, my border collies are a great example of, one's a smooth coated, one's a rough coated, but they're great examples of shedding breeds. They have an outer coat and an undercoat, and you can definitely tell that's the pattern. The back end, the front isn't ready to shed out yet, but that back end is coming out in tufts. And yeah, then as it moves along, and then the back end is done, but then up near their ruff, which is that section around their neck and that fluffy part in front of their chest, that's the second part to really go through it. And you really kind of have to time it.
And using the right tools is important too, and keeping in mind that the shorter coats need more oils. So it's, even though they don't have that much hair, it's still really important you condition those coats and even add a little extra oil to keep the skin and coat healthier, because the healthier it is, the it's going to shed a little less, not a whole lot less, but a healthy skin and coat will behave a lot better than an unhealthy one.
And the professional side to that, right? I always like to say it's like going to the hairstylist and getting your hair done, and they can do this beautiful blowout, and you can never mimic that at home. So we have ever.
I can't anyway.
Right? I can't. I mean, kudos to those out there who are listening who can. I sure can't. But when you go to the professional, they have the tools to go ahead and get that out and be more effective in doing that. So you will notice your groom lasts longer. It will never stop. I know there used to be a lot of claims when corporate, more like big box stores, really capitalized on shedding and short-haired dogs and stuff like that. And they made their de-shedding programs and stuff like that, which really sent out a false message out there that we can stop this.
Yeah.
And we can't stop genetics. But what and we can was, do, yes.
And that was marketers, not groomers, saying like, we can stop your shedding.
Yes. They didn't know anything about, they did not know the aspect marketers, of grooming. Yeah,
marketers weren't asking the groomers if that's possible.
Correct.
No, they just wanted to sell a product.
Correct. They were upselling and being able to upcharge and stuff like that. Does it help? 100%. But it never goes away. So at least when our short-haired dogs go out, I do like to say, and I know, Lisa, we were just talking about this, I like to say, you're going to notice some more shedding in the next few days, but you'll notice a huge difference.
Right.
Oh, and as the cat groomer here, I'd like to state it is the same exact for your cats. I know we talk a lot about dogs, and I'll throw cats in there. It is the same exact thing for cats. And if you get them acclimated when they're younger, it will really help their needs as they get older, when they stop doing the things that they typically do to help keep up. So we'll get short-haired cats that have those clumps that are stuck in there, and owners never really even knew that that was a thing until the cats stopped doing their cat things. I don't ever say it's cleaning. They don't bathe themselves, but they do. Yeah. They lick themselves and they help regulate certain things.
And on a kitty, you'll usually notice it right up at about their hips. Mm-hmm. It tends to be the first spot that an older kitty is like, "Ooh, can't quite reach that anymore."
Yep. Right. Yeah. So it gets clumpy. Yeah, they get their big mats along the back. It almost like when you shave it off, it always reminds me of like a little guinea pig. Because it's kind of oblong shaped and it's rounded on top. Because they're only hitting the parts they can reach and pushing all the extra hair up mm-hmm. into the middle. And yeah, it always looks like a guinea pig when you shave it off.
Yep. So this goes for cats too. So just throwing that out there as the cat groomer.
And I think if more owners knew that you can't stop the shedding, but that bathing a couple times, being groomed during that shedding season is really effective in keeping it down. I just groomed my guys, and within a couple of days, that freshly groomed coat that's now nice and conditioned and slippery, mm-hmm. and those pieces that were shedding came out so easy on the brush. So we keep encouraging owners to do the brushing, but a freshly groomed dog is so much easier to brush. It just slides right out. And it can really help you keep your sanity while you're trying to keep the tumbleweeds around your house to a minimum.
Right. It's especially important with like the more northern breeds, like the Huskies and the Malamutes, even the Golden Retrievers with those really thick coats. You know, keeping up, having a professional do it. We have all the equipment. We will literally use our, high velocity dryers to blow that stuff out. Mm-hmm. And if we can get the majority of it, it's a lot easier for the owners at home then to keep up on it.
Right.
Yeah. And you might not have ever seen the aftermath of using the high velocity dryer to pull a bunch of coat off of a dog who's shedding, but I can guarantee you the bath and the grooming get out more than you would have ever dreamed of in that one session. But the coat is still shedding, so you need to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a one thing, one and done thing.
Groomer side, very satisfying when you bring in those shedding dogs at shedding season to blow all that coat out. It really, it gives us much satisfaction to see all the hard work that goes into it. But it's a lot of elbow grease. It's a lot of products as far as the proper products and using the right tools to achieve all of that in a very timely manner too. If you do it on a dirty coat, it's not going to be as effective, but you're never going to be able to get all that coat out in the amount of time it does with a clean, dry coat.
Yeah, it's not healthy too either.
It's not healthy.
Blow out a dirty coat because, you know, the dog's bringing all that dander and dirt in, and so are we, even if we wear a mask. So, yeah, the end product will be so much better with our groomers tend to use, you know, the higher end shampoos and conditioners and coat treatments.
And you might find that your groomer needs more time and you're charged a little bit more during times when your dog has tufts of fur coming out. Because frankly, it takes more time. Takes more time, takes more product, makes a bigger mess. If you're on a regular schedule, you might not notice that. If you're on a regular every 4 weeks, that might not even be a thing for you. But if you're waiting, then you're actually bringing in a dog with a significant more work. Is that a terrible way to say it? Significantly more work. And people think, oh, he's just a lab. It's just a bath. But your groomer knows it's not just a bath.
It's amazing how much hair we get out of labs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much.
And coincidentally, and we're all in states that have seasons, and it's rainy season, and it never fails, and it's also rainy season when it's going through shedding season. So not only are we dealing with, we just had two Goldens in today, that not only were we dealing with obviously thick coats because it had been throughout winter, but the mass amounts of dirt and mud we are getting off of dogs right now because of our lovely weather in Ohio. So that also adds into that time because they have to be clean. Obviously, you're paying us for them to get clean, but we have to make sure we're getting all that stuff out as well to be able to get out all that hair.
It makes a big mess.
Really fun does. Mess.
Yeah, groomers have started. I see a lot of groomers who wear like those beekeeper hats because the hair is just flying everywhere. Yeah. And it gets, you know, in your eyes, it gets up your nose, it gets mixed in your hair. But yeah, you see a lot of more and more people wearing the beekeeper hats with the mesh to keep the hair out. Because it's amazing how much we can blow out with the high velocity dryer. Yeah. It's amazing.
My allergies don't act up. Like I don't necessarily have seasonal allergies, maybe more fall. But my allergies and sinuses act up because of what all the dogs are bringing in every year. And it never fails. I have all the things, hard time breathing, my nose, all that other fun stuff, just from having the dogs come in at springtime.
Every fall, my husband starts thinking maybe he's allergic to the dogs. And I'm like, have you noticed it's every fall? Like there's something that they're bringing in with them.
Right.
Then it goes away in winter. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
But they do bring that in. And if you're thinking about, you know, your windows are open and they're running around and getting muddy and they're shedding and stuff, like, yeah, they're gathering more gunk.
Yeah, I'm funny thing, I'm allergic to dogs and cats and pretty much everything outside. So I was actually wearing masks for drying dogs even before, you know, COVID was a thing and people started wearing masks. It's just it keeps your lungs a little healthier and kept my allergies a little in check.
I was wearing masks before COVID for drying. Absolutely. Yeah. And when I started doing it, which was, well, years before COVID, but not soon enough because groomers can get lung infections from that, sinus infections and have big problems. But I did notice a difference. I was like so much more comfortable at the end of the day, taking the mask off, you know, like, hello, this is great. But it is a huge amount of fur. And it is totally normal. I would be much more worried if your dog did not shed at all. That would be worrisome. You know, it's just really normal. And if you brush your dog on a regular basis and get them groomed on a regular schedule, you should be able to keep that pretty much contained. So shedding is normal. Keep up with your grooming appointments. Maybe expect to do more brushing and know that a grooming appointment won't stop shedding. So
yes,
thank you for listening again. This is The Knowledgeable Pet Owner with Chrissy Neumeyer-Smith, Denise Herreau, and Lisa Herwold here to answer your pet owning questions.
Thank you.
Bye.